for the cause. Southern Star number that's in cold one, two, and the seven or small. The swing position the three horse number sergeant. Put in the moppy minor, then it's Preston three object. The eight Levine five P of the four star high. Three riders settle and go hunt. John's intention. It was third with behind him. It's Mott under pressure now. Bolt head up. Still very there on at the moment. On the shed. There it's a Petier. A lot of ice track. Turn up the top of the cedar. For June. Away from Lawson. Mott. But I think that's when, in fact, it looks like right behind Haynes running out. As down there, so that is out. Oh, who won? Sprawling law second part. Ellie Swin and the leader up to a percentage at the field. Lawson's free. Really bad as they're all on the circle. Fourth state, Southern State, Canberra. Tom sits on Southern State land. Who is the leader? Lawson with Poppy and Chet Runner. Sergeant. Out of the gym and has established up the as far as so he was quite comfortable with the field. So still time by 6.5 in these tricky. He's also set the race 5.73 the cosmic from and don't forget and memorial and online and with the camp out. Cathside Diner Thursday Friday dinners. Two random. We've got a problem. Pit turn. That's around. Staples now will fall 10th position. So he's Ryan right bumper. So into number right on the back bumped and Brewster Pound. Sergeant his spot and through quite easy held his line. And as they go a potential back, it is time to a on second advance. Lachlan Lawson. Sweeney, who's gotten close on Nia Bolton, is going into the top of the turn. H. Bolton done the, I believe, and so the 20 were up to thin. Mayor third, now up to second. Lock made a mistake, Dean. So he has come well down the Lawson now, off, wondering if that the turn's coming off the aren't quite there. 15 there. I think it might be Lachlan Lawson. Top of the circuit, he's on the track. Yellow spinner. Was that the turn? No, didn't spin, was. Heard a call as the lead. Across the start part, his five. Thomas Sargent away. So good for Sargent. Head back, service pick for Tom. Leader heading to head flat. And dump number four in under the theory circle makes the win as in place Bailey's into the tag. Bolton Sweeney the Morgan for gift. Thomas McQuenny Vane in the eight. Albert Carter's people all one out. Charles McCoy. So don't out there at all. Sergeant. Okay, or well, see sign former for the fourth Air Force Junior. Jaden is on Chloe Cosby, one out of two. Bill Phipps in the Jacob Collins. Josh 88, McKay 14, Taylor 21. Vic is in 7, Taylor 48, Nick in the 13. William Shamar, the 2P, and in the 12. Unfortunately, Nick Lowe is on. Away from us. Seven of Jack Point to catch back. They're looking for a start. A four. Junior Heavies. Four. Point score in for Junior Heavies. Count. Chloe and Taylor had on piece. 57. Novik on 50. And he boots Shaman and Rose Ennis here this week running well. Griffiths. We've got a spinner trying to pick up, so we have B lap tour. So that was the Yankee that had the circuit. the 16 to bring them around with the Zoe Cozzi having good but this Star City. They get themselves options now. Bianca's himself back into his P. So looking for a run by. Here they are now. Cozzi here, front row. Good battle here. Cozzi with the option as they head into the cart very wide to the now. Thought he would have round there. Back on, I think they're going to fit the runners. Phipps, who is it? So, heads around the heads. Chloe Cotting looking to do a move coming off the. Balding takes. Oh, spin up circuit. 4-5 involved. They in fact, 7 involved now. Left, right. Involved in. We'll pick them up. Collins, Bianca, Stefanovic, Amir. The circuit, they go on. Leaders now. In fact, circuit there. Where is it? It's down into the pit. Cuts off the circuit. Balding away from D. Then it's tailed with Nero in the third, turning in for. Now, Bianca, best of all the spin circuit. To fifth place. This is into fifth. Problems for D. Collins, boots, comes through in dramas. Coming down the Braden Balding in cart. Leading the way, but Cozzi is Ron. Bumper, holding now. Spun in to one. That looks like what? Boots. It's off the circuit of KA4. Having a very on circuit. In heat was Jaden Bull out of this one and Stefanovic. Heat 2 took the victory from Chloe Cozzi. Russo in 4. In heat 3, Cozzi from MB Yankee. Here in heat 4, made the part and is back out of Balding. So running in, Harness is back there behind Taylor. 24, base rounding circuit. So leaders head the pit turn. Chloe Cossett is the leader. Jay Balding still place, but now from the Caruso. The Burrell go in the tie. UK to the inside. Head up in turn, up ahead. New second, Nicholas Corrett of Balding. Chloe Cossett, still race, lead 71. Lisco race in the least. This lead from Caruso is closing in fast lap of the race. Nicholas Caruso, point. 3, only drive, 36 seconds, up the circuit straight, and Caruso is within a car, back marker, two lights, circuit, Cossus is onto the back, place in the, makes the move, there, 3, himself, yeah, Cossus now, it's in the center, Caruso in, third for the lead, it's 0-6, they came across the last time, 8, Cossus and nose to the pit to a cross line there side. Front two and makes the Cossus and Caruso new race. So the KS number 13 Caruso front for third to heat up as a chancellor. What Jaden Bull is looking to try us there. Oh, Caruso Lee. Caruso the 13 come onto the back of the Shamar. Shamar stay away for them. Fortunately, balked into there, and well, eventually, but they track put. So, the was potential. It's as a leader now with at the field. Back then, Balding and continuing there, back to run to the third. Scurry the victory. This is the end. And Aiden Balding, hard charging at line. Third and fourth. Back then, this should be the next D cheer. Taylor, deal 8. Taylor, the Chancellor Cupcake back on just at the back. And Bianca rounding out the lap cards and all one down. KHG's heat number at circa Southern Stars of 2016. So as we get set for KA4 senior heavy competition, Adam Riley is on the pole here in heat number 4 in the 47 cart. The 95 is Christopher Feely. George Thompson's in the 88. James Knowler's in the 33. Scott Ratman in the 22. Glenn Williams in the 57. Peter O'Mealy is in the 79. And the 17 is Stephen Rolfe. Now, Stephen Rolfe is leading the championship after two rounds from Adam Riley and Chris Feely, with Scott Ratman, George Thompson rounding out the top five. So, an important heat as we get set with finals later today. Away and racing. Good jump off the outside of the front row to Feely in the 95. It's Riley who drops straight into second position now, as to 33 of Nola is up to third. Then it's back to Thompson with Ratman behind him. Williams getting into trouble there, as there's a bit of a touch, I think, between Rolfe and himself as they head to the dip. As they work their way around the top of the circuit, past that Capital Aircraft Services shed, and it is Feely who is your race leader. Still very slippery conditions out there on circuit, Mark Webber, as we have a spinner in the pit turn, and that is Williams in the 57. So Glenn Williams in the 57 finds himself at the back of the field. Feely, Riley, then a gap back to Nola. Thompson, we've had another spin down there, the 17 of Stephen Rolfe, who has had an off in the slippery conditions. So Rolfe, just, well, really, after solid performances earlier in the weekend, winning heat number one by a half a second over Feely. He, in heat number two, won by 3.5 seconds over Feely, and now in heat, and then in heat three, won it by 2 seconds over Adam Riley. He now finds himself in second last position with a lot of work to do, as the leader, Chris Feely, is under all sorts of pressure from Adam Riley, who has set the fastest lap of the race at 38.749. Cart off the top of the circuit. That's Scott Ratman in the 22, who just made the pass on James Nola. Now, his tyres are going to be very cold after going through the grass, and Nola trying to make a move around the outside. I think George Thompson's also involved there, and Thompson's got past Nola as well and was trying to make a move on Ratman. He misses the apex for the right-hander, and that means coming out of the S's that Nola will take the spot back. So as they head up the service potential back straight, it is still Feely from Riley as the battle for fourth position. Oh, around goes, I think that's George Thompson, and going in the spin, Peter O'Mealy might have been caught up in that. So we'll watch. Ratman comes through. Nola comes through as well. So it was Thompson and O'Mealy who got mixed up in that mess. As Feely and Riley continue to lead, there's a cart length between the front two. As the race leader heads into the Capital Aircraft Services turn eight, they work their way down the pit straight. And Feely now with, oh, getting a ripple strip, and that just bumped him out the way. He's made a mistake there, and Riley is through to the race lead. So Adam Riley in the 47 is your new race leader. So Williams has had a spin down there in the pit turn. So Williams has finally succumbed after two other spins in this heat number four. He is out of the race as he's in the kitty litter and pulling the cart behind the tyre wall. So Riley with the lead at the front of the field. Feely making that mistake, just running up on the ripple strip going through the pit turn. It shifted the cart sideways, and Riley was able to just drive through as easy as you like. Scott Ratman in the 22. James Nola in the 33, the 17 is Stephen Rolfe, Peter O'Mealy in the 79, and George Thompson is in the 88 after that spin at the top of the circuit. So Adam Riley on lap number 7 now with a handy buffer of around 0.9 of a second last lap, I think, It'll be 0.7, so Feely is closing in slightly. The fastest card on the circuit is the 17 that's coming across the start-finish line now, and that is Stephen Rolfe, a 37.305. For Stephen Rolfe, who's making his move, great move through the S's to set up Nola. And as they run towards the dip, it is Rolfe moving up into fourth position. So trying to recover after that spin down there in turn two on lap two. Riley continuing to lead as he starts his ninth circuit of the track. Riley 1.3 seconds ahead of Feely now. Rapman in the 22, still running in third. Rolfe trying to close the gap. It's 3.9 seconds between Rapman and Rolfe at the front of the field. Further back, O'Mealy and Thompson, the two Grenfell drivers. Looking forward, I'm sure, to the Festival of the Kids out there at the Bob High Memorial on July 9th and 10th, in 2 weeks' time. And don't forget to enter to win one of two Arrow Chassis that are donated by DPE Kart Technologies. You can find out more from the Grenfell Kart Club website, grenfellkartclub.org.au. Don't forget to check out the Canberra Kart Racing Club new look website, canberrakarts.com.au. And, of course, there'll be more information about the Come and Try Day and upcoming events. As, Kart slowing. That looks like the 33 of James Nola, who has pulled off the circuit here on the final lap. As Adam Riley comes through to pick up the victory, Riley takes the win from Feely. Then it's Rapman. Rolfe in the 17 comes home in fourth. And then it looks like it'll be the Battle of the Grenfellites, with Peter O'Mealy ahead of George Thompson as they head across the checkered flag. O'Mealy home in fifth and Thompson in sixth. So another tough heat here in the Southern Star Series, round number three at Circuit Mark Webber. Getting set now for the KA3 Senior Heavies, heat number four. Mick Linsell in the 84 will start from the pole. Nicholas Cooley in the 5 starts out of position number 2. Out of position number 3 is Jack Dare in the 11. Brendan Shea in the 10. Jared Prendergast in the 69. Jamie Prendergast in the 23. And Blake Sinedro in the 38. Heat so far yesterday, Cooley won Heat 1 from Linsell and Jamie Prendergast. Jack Dare having dramas, having to drive back through the field to get to fourth position. Heat number 2, Jack Dare showed the speed he was unable to use at the front. In Heat number 2, he took the victory from Nicholas Cooley and Jamie Prendergast, Mick Linsell in fourth position. And then Heat 3, yesterday afternoon, Dare backed it up with his second win from Cooley and Jamie Prendergast. So Dare has had plenty of speed. We'll see how he shapes up in this KA3 Senior Heavies, Heat number 4. Looking at the points in the KA3 Senior Heavies, Luke Wrigley, not racing this weekend, is the points leader with Jack Dare in second position. So Dare with a big opportunity now to close that gap at 75.53 coming into this round. Rick Selwood also not here this weekend. So Mick Linsell, who's down in about sixth position, has got another opportunity to grab some important points and get himself further up the order. Now, racing in the Southern Stars Series does move from Canberra here at Circuit Mark Webber to Orange for round 5, and then it all wraps up in Wagga later in the year. You can go to the Southern Stars Series website and keep in touch with all the Southern Stars news. It's southernstarseries.com.au. Of course, the Southern Stars Series brought to you by MIA Powder Coating and Abrasive Blasting. DPE, Car Technology and Inland Truck Centres. It's great to have their ongoing support of the Southern Stars series across the state. So we're looking good for a start in the KA3 Senior Heavies. Lindsell Cooley at the front, and it's Cooley who gets the jump. He runs wide, though, outbreaks himself into turn number one, and that means that leader will be Lindsell. Dares got up into second. Now, it looked like it was a bit of shenanigans going on in the S's with Jamie Prendergast and Nicholas Cooley. Nicholas Cooley having to take a shortcut through the right-hander, and that is going to be interesting as that battle between Cooley and Jamie Prendergast continues on around the top turns. So your leader, Mick Lindsell, in the Bar Up Bull Bars, number 84. From Jack Dare in the 11, that's the Robbo Sand and Gravel Cart. Oh, great run out of the S's that time by Dare. Just can't get upside enough to make a pass on Lindsell. Fast the service potential back straight. And, oh, around goes Lindsell. So Mick Lindsell just got out wide on the slippery part of the circuit, and it looks like he went around. It didn't from here look like he had any help. It looks like he just made a mistake. We've got another spinner at the top of the circuit. Think it might be Blake Sinadro in the 38 that's also gone round in a different part of the track. He went coming off the apex of the Capital Aircraft Services Turn 8. So as our leader, Jack Dare, consolidates his position at the front of the field, it is Dare from Nicholas Cooley, Jamie Prendergast, Shea, Jared Prendergast, Lindsell and Sinadro rounding out the running order. So Cooley in second, had the fastest lap of the race for a moment, but Brendan Shea in the 10 card is on a charge. He's just gone a 35.285, running in fourth position, card number 10, now the fastest on the circuit. The Wagga driver is really pushing the envelope here in these treacherous conditions. Dare in the 11, Cooley in the 5, and Prendergast in the 23. We're Shade now right on the back bumper. Jack Dare well in control, 1.4 seconds ahead of Cooley, who is under all sorts of pressure with Jamie Prendergast in the 23 right on his back bumper. You can see the red number plate on Jamie Prendergast's cart. That indicates he is last year's Southern Series champion, and he goes around in front of Shea and also Jared Prendergast. And I think Jared Prendergast might have been caught up in Jamie Prendergast's spin there. We'll see as they come through. It's Dare, Cooley. No, Jared Prendergast gets through. So it's Brendan Shea's the next cart. Then it's Jamie. It's Jamie Prendergast, Mick Lindsell and Blake Sinadro. So I guess it was Shea and Jamie Prendergast. Jamie Prendergast, the cart that spun almost directly in front of Brendan Shea, who had nowhere to go. And that has dropped them both down a couple of positions. In fact, Shea stayed in his same position, but Jared Prendergast was able to get past him for third. So as Jack Dare continues to lead by 2.1 seconds. Nicholas Cooley, the pressure's off his back bumper now. He's in second place and has a comfortable gap of almost 2.1 seconds. As another spinner in the pit turn, that's Blake Sinadro. Now the blue lights need to be on as Sinadro is going to go a lap down to the leader almost as soon as he gets out. And the blue light now being shown as Sinadro will be passed by Cooley coming up over the rise, you'd expect, if not. So Cooley closing in on Sinadro as he looks to put Sinadro a lap down as well. Cooley now the fastest on the circuit, a 34.848, and Sinadro just chopping off the nose of Cooley there. Sinadro not letting Nicholas Cooley, second place runner, get past. It's allowing Jack Dare to get away further. As Brennan Shea now goes fastest in the 10 cart. Again, Sinadro just blocking the second place runner. And eventually, Cooley is able to get through, squeeze through on the outside, heading towards the Capital Aircraft Services Turn 8. Jack Dare receives the white flag now with one lap to go. Cooley. Cooley, second place. As third place, Jared Prenegast just getting caught now. And Jared Prenegast has the checkered flag about to wave. And it is Jack Dare who takes the win. Nicholas Cooley, 2.3 seconds behind. Jared Prenegast comes home in third. Brendan Shea and Jamie Prenegast are the next cards through, with Mick Linsell further back in sixth position. Blake Sinadro one lap down on the leaders. As we get set now for the KA3s, we've got the one junior performance runner out there, Finlay Allen in the two at the front of the field. Thomas Sargent in the 40-10 in the Euro Oz livery. Then it's Jeremy Hodges in the 63. Bailey Sweeney is in the 8. Will Longmore's in the 13. Zach Van Zanten in the 72. Nicholas Caruso in the 3. Taylor Harness in the 48, rounding out the starters in heat number 4. Of course, I mentioned about Thomas Sargent in the Euro Oz livery in recognition of the Euro Oz team that have chosen Tom as the first Australian scholarship driver to Europe winner. After next month's Bob High Memorial, Tom heads off to the UK to participate in the British Kart Grand Prix held at the PFI's International Karting Circuit in Grantham in England. Tom will join the Coles Racing team to drive a Tony Kart in an X30 restricted class, not run here in Australia. So away and racing, and Alan in the Capital Aircraft Services, number 2, out to a good jump at the front of the field. Sargent is leading as they gets away now from Taylor Harness. Sargent closing in on the back of Finlay Allen as they head up the surface potential black straight through the Capital Aircraft Services turn 8, and then off the top turns. Oh, Taylor Harness has run wide and rejoins the circuit, just getting squirrely as she comes back on. And oh, spinner. And it looks like it's the Bailey Sweeney cart number 8 that has locked it up and into the kitty litter down there in the pit turn. So Finlay Allen has the straight line speed in that Rotax Junior Performance cart ahead of Thomas Sargent, who now looks to try and go up the inside of Allen, but got close enough to make the pass. Now Will Longmore in the 13, running in second position, in third position, second in class. And Sargent under plenty of pressure from Longmore now. In the Praga car, number 13. Further back then to the 3 of Caruso. Taylor Harness trying to recover now as Hodges, Van Zanten round out the running order. So on lap 3, as they head up the back surface potential back straight once again. And now Sargent makes the pass as Longmore follows him through and past the Capital Aircraft Services turn 8 shed. It is now a new leader, the 47, the Euro Oz Tegra Australia, Intrepid, that's a Cosmic, of Tom Sargent. Leading the way from Will Longmore, Finlay Allen now dropped back to third. Bailey, Caruso in the 3, Harness in the 48, that's the Mad Harry Steele. Cart with Hodges and Van Zanten rounding out the running order. As your race leader heads down into the pit turn once again, it's Sargent. Fastest lap of the race for Sargent, a 34.592. Longmore just a half a second behind, as Finlay Allen has had an incident once again, and he's dropped back to sixth position now, just ahead of Zach Van Zanten. So Finlay Allen back there in sixth position in that junior performance card. Meanwhile, another spin at the top of the circuit. And this time, I think it might be Jeremy Hodges in the 63. So, no, it's not Hodges. So that might be Taylor Harness again. It is. So Taylor Harness having another disappointing weekend at the Canberra circuit. Carting's true gentleman gritting his teeth on the sidelines here. As Taylor just not able to put together a good run after being so well positioned following the first two rounds of the Southern Stars series. So as the leader works his way out of the S's and up over the rise in the 47 card, it's Thomas Sargent leading the way. Will Longmore back there in second with Caruso in third. Jeremy Hodges in four with Finlay Allen. Then it's Van Zanten and Harness rounding out the running order. So with seven laps completed this time past the start-finish line, it's Thomas Sargent who leads the way by 0.6 of a second. He's lowered the fastest lap of the race to a 34.381. Tenth of the second quicker than Will Longmore, who's running in second in the 13 cart. Jeremy Hodges has now made the pass on Nicholas Caruso. So Hodges in the 63 makes his way up into third position as the Capital Aircraft Services number 2 of Finlay Allen pulls to the side of the circuit. And unfortunately, it looks like his race is done. So as race leader, Thomas Sargent continues to control the pace at the front of the field. It's Longmore in second. Hodges and Caruso continue their battle for third and fourth positions. So Sargent starting his final lap now. As Sargent heads through the S's, Longmore in second, the Praga cart through the dip and up onto the back straight. Along that service potential back straight, Sargent looks like he's got it under control. And as Thomas Sargent heads down the pit straight for the final time, Will Longmore back there in second, trying to close him, but just not close enough. Sargent takes the win. Longmore home in second. Now, big move on the exit of the top turns as Hodges goes wide. Nicholas Caruso just runs the tight line there. Hodges getting himself a bit squirrely on the colder track and drops back to fourth place behind Caruso. Harness is eventually driven away back up to fifth position with Zach Van Zanten in sixth. Finlay Allen, unfortunately, out of the running after seven laps, and Bailey Sweeney having problems down there in the pit turn on lap number one. We get set now for the KA3 Senior Lights. Sean Shibateri in the 19. Two wins so far for Shibateri this weekend. Stuart Wigland in the 70. Mitchell Fredericks in the 78, Jared Whitty's in the 90, Jason Cerevino's in the 89, Nicholas Riley in the 97 has won one heat this weekend as well. Then it's Shea Plewis in the 4, and Connor Vidler in the 9, rounding out the grid here. Shibutari in the 19 on the pole. Wiegland in the 70 as they're formed up now and looking good for a start. Don't forget, you can enter for the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids at Grenfell on July 9 and 10. Entries have opened for what is the biggest country meeting in Australia. And looking forward to good numbers being there once again. There's chassis to win and a whole range of other prizes, including engine rebuilds and a number of other great prizes across the weekend. We're ready to go racing. Wiegland gets the jump off the outside of the front row over Shibutari. And Riley slots into third. Witty trying to hold on to fifth place as he comes through the S's now, clearing the back of the 78 of Fredericks. Plewis now gets past Fredericks as well as they head along the surface potential back straight. It's Wiegland in the 70 who leads the way. The Griffith driver around the top of the circuit is... Shibutari now who's out in front. We've got a spinner at the top of the circuit as Shibutari has retaken the lead. Wiegland, then it's Riley, further back then to Serafino. Serafino right on the back as the gaggle of four gets away from Jared Witty. Then it's Plewis. Behind Plewis is Fredericks and Vidler was the spinner at the top of the circuit in the 9 cart. Around the top now, making the move is Serafino up the inside of Riley. Serafino looks like he's completed that pass, but they've also made the move, I think, on Wiegland as well. So a real shuffle at the front of the field as Wiegland drops back to fourth. Riley has found his way up to second, along with Serafino in third. So Shibutari with a little bit of breathing room, half a second or so ahead of Nicholas Riley. So the OMR Race Engines number 97 sits in second from the Royal Group. 87 of Serafino. Then it's Wiegland who's dropping back down through the field now and Witty is closing in on him. Shibutari, your race leader. From Nicholas Riley, the gap 0.3 of a second. Riley just looked like he missed the entry in turn two the exit, I should say, of turn two, which set him up poorly for the right-hander. And along the surface potential back straight, Serafino was having a very good run at the 97 cart. So as they head through the pit turn, it's Shibutari, Riley, Serafino, Wiegland, Witty. Then it's back to Plewis, and then Fredericks with Vidler out there in 8th position. Shibutari in the 19. 2 wins already from the 3 heats. Riley the only other heat winner who runs in 2nd place currently. Shibutari looks like he has control for the moment. Race leader. Canberra's Sean Shibutari, 34.302, his fastest lap. Serafino in the 87, now goes fastest on the circuit, a 34.277. So the Griffith driver in the Royal Group 87, now the fastest man out there, as Nicholas Riley sits in between him and the lead. So further back, Jared Witty now has got onto the back of the 70 cart, Stuart Wiegland. And that will be a battle for fourth place, you feel. Plewis is further back then to Fredericks and Vidler. As Shibutari seems to have control, Serafino making a mistake through the S's, as does Jared Witty in the 90. So Jared Witty now drops towards the tail end of the field. He rejoins. And Fredericks, in that New South Wales Rugby League 78, will get past him as well. So Fredericks now up to 6th and Witty back to 7th position. Our leader comes across the line and Nicholas Riley now has the fastest lap of the race. Running in 2nd, that's the OMR Race Engines 97. out of the 33.942. So it's Dubbo's Nicholas Riley who is closing in on Canberra's Sean Tributary as they head across the service potential back straight. Up the inside, Riley makes the pass and immediately Tributary cuts back to the inside through turn 8 at the Capital Aircraft Services shed and they are able to re-swap positions. Great driving here in the KA3, Senior Lights. Through the S's once again. And it's Tributary from Riley as they head through the dip and up onto the service potential back straight. Riley not close enough to make a lunge this time, but he's setting himself up as they came off the aircraft, Capital Aircraft Services turn 8. Riley really putting the pressure on Tributary now. Serafino also trying to close up as, oh, Riley makes the move going into turn 1. Great move there from Nicholas Riley into the lead under the white flag. So Riley now leading from Tributary. Serafino has dragged himself back up into this battle, a three-way battle along the service potential back straight, up into the Capital Aircraft Services turn number 8. As they all run nose to tail, Riley with the advantage, the 97 of Nicholas Riley leading the way. He gets a bit wide, entering into the pit turn, but he's done enough to hold on. Tributary back there in second and Serafino in third. Wiegland comes home in fourth with Plewis in fifth place. Whitty's worked his way back up to sixth place, I should say, with Fredericks and Vidler rounding out the running order. Nicholas Riley, though, taking the victory here in the fourth heat of the KA Senior Lights. It's two wins apiece between Riley and Tributary. As we get set now for the tag restricted, Scott Chasson is on the pole in the 32. He's the points leader in the Southern Star Series after two rounds. Greg Jones in the 51 starts out of position number 2. Adam Martin is in the 34. James Callahan runs second in the points in the class in the 16 car. Then Gary Hodges, the first of the heavies in the 68. Casey Fenton, the points leader after two rounds in the Southern Star Series, starts in the 8. Then it's Benjamin Boots in the 28. John Macy in the 14. Damien Owen in the 6. Clint Oldfield in the 63P. David Haviv in the 82P, Jordan Maloney and Matthew Phelan. Now, I think Maloney had dramas yesterday and is not out there in the Milton Chiropractic number 11. Matthew Phelan is out there at the tail end of the field. So as I mentioned, two classes together here, Scott Chadston and James O'Callaghan are the front runners here. And it's Chadson who gets the jump. O'Callaghan trying to work his way from fourth position up into a better spot. But at the moment he's caught behind the 51 of Greg Jones. And Casey Fenton now has won the jump of the heavies. And he's right on the back of the lights as they head up the service potential back straight. So Chadson leading the way from Riley in the 34. As they head around through the Capital Aircraft Services turn 8. And a spinner at the top of the circuit. Not sure if that's Clint Oldfield or not. I'll pick them up as they come through. But Chadston and Martin, Jones, Callahan, Fenton, Hodges, Macy, Oldfield, Owen. Then it's Haviv. So it looks like it might be Benjamin Boots that has had the spin at the top of the circuit. Another spinner down. Haviv has had a loop around coming through the S's and then in trying to flick it round, he's spun himself out again. So Haviv with a bit of work to do now to try and make sure he stays on the leader's lap. Oh, Jones in the 51 has decided to pull himself to the pit lane. So Jones, Greg Jones, pulling out of heat number 4. Race leader is still Scott Chadson from Albury in the CBR Kart Sport, number 32. Adam Martin in the 34. runs in second. James O'Callaghan in the 16 in third place now, but a fair way back as Casey Fenton. Looks like he might have put the pass on O'Callaghan. He has indeed. No, not yet. It's still Fenton running in a fourth position in that Baxter's Concrete entry. Gary Hodges, the next car through, in the 68 with Macy in the 14. Then the first of the P platers, Clint Oldfield. Now, he is a light entry, so he has got a distinct weight advantage over the heavies, even though he is a P plater, so he indicates he's had less than three race meetings in karting. And Oldfield just trying to pick up the pace and work his way through the heavy traffic. So blue lights now being shown for Benjamin Boots. As the leader makes his way past the 28 of Boots, his next card he'll be putting a lap down is the 82 of David Haviv. So the blue lights will need to be ready for the 34 as Haviv now heading along the surface potential back straight. He'll go a lap down. Now O'Callaghan in the 16, Fenton in the 8. That battle heading through the dip and up onto the surface potential back straight. It's an interesting one because it's two different class carts. So Fenton in the 8 doesn't really need to push O'Callaghan at all because they're running in different classes other than the satisfaction of making the pass at about a 25 kilo weight difference. It's not going to give him any advantage in the Southern Star Series point system, so no point risking it. As our leader, well, Callaghan just getting through easily on that back marker in Boots, but unfortunately for Fenton, he's been caught behind the back marker and lost a fair bit of track position. So Haviv now being passed by the second place man, Martin. Finally, Fenton makes the pass going into turn number one. As the race leader, Scott Chatson, heads down the pit straight. He's on lap eight, so two laps remaining this time by. Across the start-finish line, it's Chadson ahead of Martin. So we've got a spinner down there. Benjamin Boots has had a second spin into the pit turn. Lucky he didn't get himself too far bogged into the kitty litter there and was able to extract himself and will continue on, but now risks going a second lap down as the white flag comes out. So probably Chadson won't catch him unless he makes another mistake, but Scott Chadson in a dominant position just sets the fastest lap of the race, a 34.488. Adam Martin runs in second, then it's third O'Callaghan with Fenton in fourth position, then back to this battle between the 68 and the 14. That's Hodges and Macy. They are battling for position in class. So Hodges holding off the 14, and looks like he's done enough through the S's that time to give himself a big enough gap. As the checker flag waves, Scott Chasen takes the victory from Adam Martin. Third place will go to Callaghan, with Fenton in the 8 cart, the first of the heavies, running in 4th outright. Further back then, to the 68 of Hodges, who holds on for 5th position ahead of Macy. Owen and Oldfield have a lap down, and Boots, well, Boots will finish a lap down as well in the 28 after a number of spins. So the tag, 125 restricted. Heat number 4 goes to Scott Chadston. Out on the circuit now, Cadet Nines for the complete restart of Heat 4. Unfortunately, Carlin Phelan is not going to take part after that heavy impact into the tyre barrier on the, well, on the outside of, or the inside of the dip. So it's Ruiz in the, it's Hart in the 7 on the pole, Ruiz in the 28 outside the front row, Blake Strode in the 56 and Darcy Boulding in the 15. Now, off the start last time, Ruiz got a good jump. Darcy Boulding got caught in traffic. Boulding, who's won all three heat races so far. Ruiz finishing second to Boulding on each occasion. As Hart and Ruiz on the front row. Looking for a start this time. In good formation now. At the acceleration line. Well, Ruiz and Boulding get the jump on the outside of the front row and they lead it down into turn number one. So Ruiz in the 28. The Ruiz Constructions cart leading the way from the Country Charm Yas Arrow of Darcy Boulding number 15. As they head through the dip and up onto the service potential back straight. It's race leader Sebastian Ruiz trying to fight on the outside. It's very slippery out there and Darcy Boulding will make the pass. And Boulding now is your race leader. So as they complete the first lap, Darcy Boulding gets the advantage over Sebastian Ruiz. And Boulding is your leader. Ruiz in second. Then it's Hart and Strode running in third and fourth position. As soon as we find out about Carlin Phelan, we will pass that information on. So one lap completed. As they're going around the top of the circuit, Boulding had almost a second gap after that first lap. As Ruiz sliding that cart round and getting very wide, also sliding it round, is the 7 cart of Josh Hart. So Hart gathering it back up here and will lose the position to Blake Strode in the 56. So an exciting exit of the pit turn that time. As our race leader in Darcy Boulding continues to hold a second advantage, but fastest cart on the circuit is the 39.798 of Sebastian Ruiz. So the Cadet Nines, nose to tail at the front of the field, Boulding and Ruiz. Ruiz on the outside, Boulding on the inside. They're side by side through turn number one and Ruiz hangs on to take the lead. So Ruiz, with a brave move around the outside, just was able to take that spot. But along the surface, potential back straight. Boulding, side by side with Ruiz. Boulding and Ruiz, they're playing for sheep stations out here in this, the fourth heat of the Southern Star Series. So the leader is now Sebastian Ruiz. He comes across the line, a 38.816, the fastest lap of the race. For Ruiz, he did that on lap 3, they've now completed 4. As Ruiz and Boulding, again through the dip and up onto the surface potential back straight. Boulding just running right in the wheel tracks as they head towards the Capital Aircraft Services top turns. It's Ruiz, who continues to lead. Ruiz with the advantage over Boulding for the moment. It's a Tony card of Ruiz, number 28, ahead of the 15 arrow of Grenfell's Darcy Boulding. So we've got a spinner at the top. That is Blake Strode. He's got himself going again, so good news there is it won't affect the leaders at this stage. Boulding to the inside of Ruiz as they head along the service potential back straight. Side by side in the Capital Aircraft Services top turns. And Boulding now will be your new race leader. So Boulding out in front as Seb Ruiz losing ground there as once again he gets a bit wild and crazy through the pit turn. So Darcy Boulding, 1.1 seconds, his advantage. Darcy Boulding on lap 6, taking the fastest lap of the race, a 38.749. As they head around the top of the circuit once again, Boulding, Ruiz. Then it's back to Josh Hart. He's had a spin along with Blake Strode in fourth, who has also had a couple of moments. So it's Darcy Boulding. Boulding now a 1.1 second advantage as Ruiz goes fastest. It's a 38.667. As Boulding continues to lead, Ruiz in the 28. Then it's Hart and Strode rounding out the running order. Ruiz going into second position, closing up that gap to 0.8 of a second now. He's faster again, a 38.551. So the arrow. Ruiz Construction, sorry, the Tony Carter, the Ruiz Construction, number 28, making his move now towards Darcy Boulding, but will he have enough time? Last lap for Darcy Boulding. Darcy Boulding leading the way, Sebastian Ruiz in second position. He's been the faster card on the circuit, but Darcy Boulding has the track position as they head up the service potential back straight for the final time. Through the Capital Aircraft Services, top turns now, and Boulding still holding on to the advantage. Boulding looking to sweep the four heats here, and he comes through the pit turn to take the victory, a victory margin of 0.118 of a second. Darcy Boulding leading Sebastian Ruiz. So Josh Hart will be in third position, Blake Strode in fourth. Cadet 12's out on the circuit as Max Assay in the 13 will be on the pole. Jasuf Waddell in the 16 out of 2. Zach Bates out of 3. Ryan Kennedy in the 30 out of 4. Noah Sands in the 65. Then it's Ryan Pring in the 33. William Kosis in the 9. Luke Van Zanten in the 88. Josh Sargent's in the 74. So 97 is Matthew Hansford-Taylor, Henry McLansborough in the 77, Riley Watson in the 75, and Hamish Fitzsimmons is in the 6P. So a big field of Cadet 12s about to be set away here, and what should be a very interesting race to say the least. Josh Sargent, the points leader. 8 points ahead of Reece Smith, not here this weekend. Riley Watson, who's driving in the 75, and Noah Sands are the next closest on 59 and 57 points, respectively. Also, Ryan Kennedy and Joseph Waddell are in the points hunt. So Sargent on 70 points, leading the way. So we've got a spin at the top of the circuit. So, take another lap before we get things out. Okay, as they get set. So, getting back into position now is Zach Bates, the spinner at the top of the serve circuit. As we look in good formation now at the top of the circuit. Race leader will start as Asai in the 13, Waddell in the 16. So they're in good formation this time, ready for a start. Waddell and Asai. Waddell gets the jump. Four wide, heading down into turn number one. Noah Sands is going to come out the best of it. Zach Bates up the inside. Josh Sargent getting together with Max Asai as two other carts. One into the kitty litter. Not going to get restarted there as it stacks on the mill. Once again in turn one, also involved was the nine of William Kosas. So around the top of the circuit, it is the race leader in Joseph Waddell, Zach Bates, and Noah Sands. Noah Sands has made the move now to the front of the field in the 65 cart. It's Sands leading the way from Waddell, Bates, then back to the 75 of Watson. So we've got a spinner in the pit turn as well. So we'll wait to see if that cart can be retrieved. So, doesn't look like that cart's going to resume racing. I think it's the 33 of Ryan Pring. It's either the Pring cart or the McLansborough cart. So, as the leader, Noah Sands in the 65, heads down across the start-finish line. The Riverina go-kart centre cart from Griffith of Noah Sands, leading the way by 2 seconds. Over the 16 of Joseph Waddell, who loses that position going into turn one. It's Riley Watson now who makes the jump up into second place. So Riley Watson grabbing some great points here in heat number four. It's the 75 of Watson now running in second position. So as the leaders come across the line to complete lap number three, we've got the 75 cart. Riley Watson about to get a message from the officials. So, just looking at how the racing has gone so far this weekend, Noah Sands, Riley Watson and Zach Bates were the top three in heat number one. In heat number two, it was Josh Sargent from Riley Watson and Noah Sands. And then in heat number three yesterday afternoon, it was Noah Sands, Riley Watson and Josh Sargent. So Sands showing good form throughout this weekend so far. The bloke and white diagonals about to go out for the 75. So Noah Sands leading by 1.6. We've got a blue light needed as they come towards the start-finish line. A slow back marker about to be passed by Noah Sands as they come across the start-finish line. That would be the Matthew Hansford-Taylor. As Hansford-Taylor now just turning in front of the second place runner Riley Watson. So the 24 of Zach Bates has got a bit of breathing room over Joseph Waddell. Ryan Kennedy in the 30. Josh Sargent, Luke Van Zanten, William Kosas there with Max Asai and Hansford Taylor now one lap down. Race leader is still Noah Sands. Riley Watson, the fastest kart on the circuit, a 38.867. Back marker about to be passed now by the 88 of Luke Van Zanten. As Van Zanten just trying to make that move. A race leader, 3.3 seconds ahead of Riley Watson, is Noah Sands in the 65. He comes across the start-finish line. Watson in a second position. Then it's back to third of Zach Bates, with Josh Sargent now starting to gather up some momentum and regain some of the lost ground after the incident in turn one. Ryan Kennedy in the 30. Joseph Waddell in the 16, dropping back to sixth position after starting on the front row. Luke Van Zanten in seventh. Kosis NSA rounding out the lead lap runners. Our leader with two laps remaining is Noah Sands. Watson by himself on the racetrack in second. Sargent now has made the pass on Bates. So Sargent is up to third place, as Kennedy and Waddell still maintain their positions in fifth and sixth place respectively. So as the leader, Sands heads towards the white flag. It's Noah Sands, your race leader, by over 3 seconds ahead of Riley Watson. Josh Sargent running back there in third after regaining a number of positions after a turn one incident. Zach Bates in the 24, Ryan Kennedy in the 30, Joseph Waddell is in the 16, Luke Van Zanten in the 88, Kosis in the 9, and the Say is in the 30, the final card on the leader's lap. So the checker flag at the ready, and Noah Sands will come through to take the win. Noah Sands in the Riverina Go-Kart Centre, number 65, taking the victory from Wagga's, Four Park Australia. In fact, it's Four Park Australia, 75 of Riley Watson. The Tegra Australia, 74 of Josh Sargent is next, with the Bates drive, advance driving, 24 of Zach Bates. Then in fifth place, Ryan Kennedy in the Keno Racing, number 30. Waddell, Van Zanten, Kosis, Essay round out the leader lap carts. Matthew Hansford, the final finisher, one lap down on the leaders, with Fitzsimmons, Pring and Henry McLansborough all having incidents early on in the race. Sands picks up the victory once again. The tag, 1-2-5. 1-2-5's out on the circuit, heavies and lights. The grid is as follows. The 90 is Jared Whitty, the 25 is Kieran Doran, the 2 is Chris Cooper, the 21 is Hayden Cox. Cody West is the 7, Walner is the 14. Shea is the first of the heavies in the 10 cart. Then it's Ordish in the 17, Horn in the 49, Miller in the 27, Brad Miller in the 4, Paul McCabe in the 82, Robert Miller in the 54, Stephen Breschner in the 8, Lachlan Chancellor's in the 22, Robert Hogan in the 26, Greg Williams in the 15, Tarnitha is in the 37. So, still a lap away from a start here. Heat 4 of the tag 125 heavies. Just a reminder, if you've been watching the racing and you're getting a bit of envy out there, spectator envy from seeing everyone racing, or if you're just part of a pit crew that hasn't had a chance to ever get in the cart and have a drive, then at Circuit Mark Webber on Saturday the 30th of July, we're having a come and try day. For further details, contact Michelle in the canteen and she can let you know how you can be involved in the come and try day here at Circuit Mark Webber, Saturday, July 30. So Jared Whitty in the 90, Kieran Doran in the 25 are the starting order. As we get set for a start, Races Warehouse, number 90, Jared Whitty away. And it's a very even start. Cox in the 21 immediately goes up to the inside of the racetrack. He slides through past Doran as well. As further back, Cooper is the next car through with the 14 then of Woolner. The 7 of Cody West out there for the moment, but I believe there's some mechanical problem with that cart that the officials have picked up. And he is about to get the black with an orange circle, which means a mechanical black flag, which will see him return to pit lane. So the back bumper has fallen off that cart. So the 7 of Cody West is off the circuit. He makes the pass on Chris Cooper, but unfortunately his back bumper, now hanging on the track, is the cause for that mechanical disqualification. Jared Whitty leads the way from Hayden Cox in the 21. Kieran Doran in the 25. Then it's Woolner, West and Cooper. It's the lights battle. As Shea now in the 10, leading the heavies battle ahead of James Ordish in the 17. Ordish in the cart shed as Spree, just working his way through the dip and up onto the service potential back straight. Then it's back to Cooper, who's falling back through the field. Lachlan Chancellor in the 22, making his way forward. So Cox has made the pass now. He goes to the lead in the 21. Cox in the 21, your new race leader from the North Shore Kart Club in Sydney, setting the fastest lap of the race, a 33.222. As further back in the field, Lachlan Chancellor now trying to make a move for 7th position on James Ordish. They're side by side along the surface potential back straight, and Chancellor, I think, has been able to take the spot. Also, just ahead of that battle, it's Brendan Shea. Looks like he has managed to pick up another spot as well. So Cody West just not acknowledging the meatball flag. As West now through the dip and up onto the back straight has got Lachlan Chancellor right on his back bumper. And that is a back bumper that is slapping around now. Lachlan Chancellor just gave him a short back and sides as he made his way through. So Caden Cox continues to lead. And now that bumper has come away from the cart. So the cart is going to be handling quite badly because the back bumper is part of the suspension system. And depending on how tight you run that back bumper will depend on how much the gear back end will start to twist. The tighter that back bumper is, the more the cart can slide. The looser you run it, the more the cart can flex and bite. So it will be quite a different handling cart to what he's expecting out there with no back bumper on it. But he needs to observe that meatball flag. In fact, as he's working his way now ahead of James Ordish in 8th position, Ordish trying to grab another spot along the service potential back straight. Hayden Cox out to a 0.6 of a second advantage as he comes across the start finish line in the 21 card. He still has the fastest lap of the race. It's a 32.922. Hayden Cox leading. He opens up his gap by 0.1 of a second on that last lap. As the 49 now making the pass, Lance Horn on Brad Miller going into turn number one. That is for 15th position. So there's battles all over the circuit. Now coming up, the leader in the 21 card approaching Stephen Breschner in the 8 to put him a lap down. Won't be long until they are definitely in a position to have to change or to pull over for the part of Breschner. Plenty of racing going on around here in the tag. 1-2-5, light and heavies as the white flag is out. Your leader, Hayden Cox, across the line, ahead of Jared Whitty in the Racers Warehouse. He heads up over the rise. It onto the service potential back straight and managing to pull out to a 2 second advantage over Jared Whitty in the Racers Warehouse. Woolner in the MIA powder coating, number 14, runs in third. As your race leader heads to the checkered flag, it's Hayden Cox taking the victory. Jared Whitty home in second. Third place, then Brian Woolner. Stephen Breschner did go a lap down in the end. His side pod's all bent up, so I didn't see how that occurred. Kieran Doran in the 25. Lachlan Chancellor, the first of the heavies in the 22, ahead of Brennan Shea in the 10. Then it's Robert Hogan, James Ordish, Paul McCabe, Greg Williams. Further back then to Chris Cooper, Tarn Ether, Robert Miller ahead of Darren Miller. Then it's Lance Horn. And Brad Miller, the final card on the leader's lap in 16th position. A busy, busy race there in Tag 125 heavy competition. Open performance will round out the heat races here in the Southern Star Series round number 3 ahead of the finals this afternoon. Open performance now ready to close out the heat races here in the Southern Stars Series. Matthew Nipperis in the 16 will start from the pole in the CRG Kart Connect entry. Daniel Humphreys in the 14. Then it's John McCabe in the 66. Steve Martin in the 2 and Jack Westcombe-Casey in the 88. So, ready for a start. Not quite. They haven't quite formed up, but they won't take too long. Six carts to greet the starter in open performance. Heat number 4. Open performance. Stephen Hampson had the points advantage over Joel Townsend in the first 2 rounds. In fact, none of the contenders in open performance here this weekend. So we'll wait for a start. Nipperis gets a huge hole shot off the start as they head down into turn number 1. So Nipperis leads the way. Humphreys getting shuffled back behind the 66 of McCabe. Martin is ahead of Westcombe-Casey and Peace is at the back of the field. Race leader is Nipperis. We'll see if he can challenge for the fastest laps of the race, or for fastest lap of the circuit in this direction. He's in the Z2, Medina engine, CRG chassis, as he completes lap number 1 with a 1.6 second advantage over John McCabe. Humphreys is back there in third. Martin in the twin DD2. Through the dip and up onto the service potential back straight as they head around the Capital Aircraft Services top turns. As our race leader works his way across the start-finish line, McCabe through the pit turn now in the 66, the BRM Rotax-powered DD2. Then behind him, Daniel Humphreys in another of the Rotax DD2s. Before you get to Westcombe-Casey, who's made the pass on Steve Martin now. As they come along the service potential back straight, Westcombe-Casey now trying to make a move for third position on the 14 of Daniel Humphreys. Oh, a spinner at the top of the circuit. I think that's Michael Peace, who was running at the tail end of the field in the Marrickville Auto Repairs cart. And it certainly looks like it was Peace, who has now dropped a fair bit more track position. He's also running one of the KR2s. And Tony Kart chassis, although that looks more like a CRG chassis on that one. So probably running in the CRG configuration with the TMKZ engine. So the KZ2s, gearbox car, Chicken Watch, Matthew Nipperis at the front of the field. He's done a 31.692 now, fastest lap of the race, as he heads along the service potential back straight and around the Capital Aircraft Services top turns. You can see him slamming up and down through the gearbox. Shuffles down a couple of gears to go into turn one and then sets himself up for the run up over the rise and then the big run up the hill. Now Jack Westcombe Casey in the 88 has caught Daniel Humphreys, so this is a battle for third along the service potential back straight up into the Capital Aircraft Services top turns. Nipperis leading by over 4 seconds now from McCabe. Then it's back to Humphreys and Westcombe Casey, who's still unable to make that pass. Nipperis, 31.477, fastest lap of the race, as he heads down into the pit turn once again to complete lap number 7. So still Westcombe Casey trying to make a move on Humphreys. Westcombe Casey sideways that time as he went through the kink onto the start finish straight, and he's able to eventually get the pass done on Daniel Humphreys down there in turn 1 and 2. So Westcombe Casey will now be able to open up the KZ2 and try and close in on John McCabe in the closing laps of the race. There's 2 laps remaining. Westcombe Casey again sideways through the pit turn. Westcombe Casey banging through the gears as we've got a spinner at the top of the circuit once again. That is Michael Peace. So Peace this time unable to keep the cart running. He's going to jump from the cart. And that will see his race over with just 2 laps remaining, as Matthew Nipperis starts the final lap now. A 31.477, his fastest lap, a 31.411. So good consistency there from Nipperis with no pressure on him. It's over a 7 second lead. So they'll be happy when they're looking at the timing and scoring later on to see the consistency that Nipperis was able to put through this race. John McCabe, a good job there in second position in the 66. But it's Nipperis who takes his 4th win. Nipperis with the victory from McCabe. Westcombe Casey, then Humphreys, with Martin rounding out the finishes. So that completes the heats here in the Southern Stars Series. Round number 3 at Circuit Mark Webber. The finals are up next.